We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
This morning we are starting a new series. I don't know whether you are aware, what is our theme this year? If someone could remind me.
Living differently as salt and light.
Okay. And I think we have spent a lot of time talking about the ID profile of a believer. We're looking at if we're going to be living differently as salt and light, then we have to know who we are. That is our identity. And we took time to define our identity as seen from God's perspective. And then we also realize that if we are going to be effective as salt and as light, then it starts with intercession. We got to be a people of prayer. We got to be a people that are standing in the gap, a people that are believing God to turn things around. In fact, for the believer, it's unheard of to be a believer and not like prayer. Okay. It's like a fish that doesn't like to be in the water. This is the way that God has shown us as believers, as a way of connecting with Him. The only way we can relate with God for a believer is through prayer. There is no other pathway. There is no other access to God outside that revealed by His Son, Jesus Christ Himself, who spent time in prayer. So we say that if we're going to be a people who are salt and light, then prayer must be part of our lifestyle. But this morning, we want to look at something a bit different. We will start looking at the light. I think we spent a lot of time looking at the salt. But I want to look at the light, that is engagement. So we look at identity, intercession, and then this time around is engagement. What do I mean by engagement? I mean, how radiant is your light? That's what we're going to be focusing in for the next few weeks. But today, I thought about this and I said, well, if we're going to talk about the light, being the salt and light, let's start from where it all begins. So we're going to talk about God. God is light. Light comes from God. I know, there's electricity. Your house is wired up. Your house is full of lights. This church is full of lights. That's not the light I'm talking about. There's a different kind of light that was there before electricity was there. And this light actually flows from God. So let's look at the Gospel of John. We'll read a few verses from the Gospel of John chapter 1. And then we'll also look at 1 John chapter 1. There's something that John says that I want us to pick from the scriptures here. John chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been mad. Verse 4, in Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. Verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness, for the darkness has never overcome, or has not overcome it. I'm reading from Amplified, Jaden. The darkness has never overpowered it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. And this man came as a witness that he might testify of the light that all men might believe in it. He was not the light himself, but came that he might bear witness regarding the light. There it was, the true light, which was then coming into the world, that is the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illuminates every person, that enlightens everyone. Oh, you're using a 2005. Okay. 2015. I'll follow you. John 8, verse 12. Just making a case, read the scriptures, and then we will build from there. John 8, verse 12. Jesus is speaking. He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Will have the light of. Then 1 John 1, verse 5. It's even more clear. 1 John 1, verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is, come on, read it with me, that God is what? Mm-hmm. God is? God is? And in him is no darkness at all. So God, so this is where I've been getting to. All this from John. I'm trying to get here. 1 John 1 verse 5. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. You see, John has been talking with God. He says, it's as though he's saying, this is the summary of what we've been learning from Jesus Christ for the last 3 years. Now, they learned a lot of things. They learned a lot of lessons from Jesus Christ. But this is the crunch message. He says, where does it start? This is the message which we have heard from him and now announced to you. They heard a lot, but this comes out very clear. John says, this is something we learned from him, that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. Wow. The book of John, the Gospel of John, if you're reading John chapter 1, it's a story of creation, but told from John. It's that's why it says, in the beginning was the word. It's as though God is recreating the world, as it were, because of what happened in Genesis 3. So God sends his son to reconfigure us to where he wanted us to be in Genesis. So he says, in the beginning was the word. Genesis 1 says, in the beginning was God. So, and then verse 4 of Genesis chapter 1, he says, God saw that the light was good. So, the first thing that God did on the canvas of reality was light. That's what came forth. Light came through. That is the masterpiece that came through. That light, from there on, God then goes on to do everything else. Then come John, he says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was with God. He was with God in the beginning. So when God wants to send light to us, what does he do? He sends the Word. And then this Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is, I'm just wanting you to see that God is light. And scientists, I believe, know this. When you study light, you are studying theology and science mixed together. Many of the greatest scientists, they know this. They know that life is dependent on light. You need light to have life. They know that. The creator of life is the God of light. So, light exists, but it produces other things too. Unless we understand that light comes from God, it doesn't just show up from nowhere. Unless we understand that, we will remain in darkness. Is it not Jesus who says, I am the light of the world. Whoever believes in me shall not walk in darkness. But he was talking to people that have been alive for years. And I can imagine the Pharisee saying, are you saying we're living in darkness? So before you met Christ, you were in darkness. You might not be aware of it. In fact, you might be the brightest person on earth, but before you meet Christ, you are living in darkness. So what can we say about God being light? Number one, God is the divine source of light. This is the message we've heard from you. I'm going to repeat this over and over. That God is light, and in him, there is no darkness at all. In him, there is no darkness at all. This is the strongest statement in the whole Bible about God's nature as light. Other places will tell us that they will describe the splendor of God. They will describe the light of his presence. They will speak about how he dwells in light that is unapproachable. That's all trying to describe light. That is the author of all light. But this statement alone is the strongest when he says, God is light. God is light. There is nothing stronger that can be said. As far as human language can go, this is the strongest. God is light. In other words, light is the very essence of the nature of God. Yes, God is love, God is holy, God is righteous, and all that. But when you say God is light, that's the very essence of God. You cannot interact with God without understanding light. In other words, if you encounter God, some light will rub off you because he's light. So nothing is possible without light. Even in the physical, if you look at the sun, without the sun, there can be no light. But in the physical, we can then project a lesson from that pointing to God, that without God, there is no life. Because only as man can we understand God coming to us as light. So the Bible then says the word was sent from God and the word came to us as light. That's how God was able to bring light or knowledge into our darkness. He sent it through a word, and that word became light. And when the word mixes with the spirit, you get life out of it. That's why the spirit was hovering over the earth. And then he spoke, something happened. The same principle is true. The word came and he dwelt among us, but that word was light. That word was the Son of God. He became light. Because of his love, God sent his light. In short, because of his love, God sent his life, his light. Jesus is that light that brings light in darkness. Jesus is that light that brings light in darkness. So what am I saying? All I'm simply saying is that without God, we are lost. And another word for being lost that scripture uses is darkness. People that are in the dark are people that are lost. People that are in the dark are people that have no knowledge of God. So when the Bible says you are in the dark, it's talking about not knowing God. So the world is in darkness because the world does not know God. But the solution to that is light. And God is that light. Here's the second thing. So number two, light always produces life. Light always produces life. John 1 verse 4, the Bible reads, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. So Jesus not only has life, but he is life. Okay? And because he is life, if you kill him, he produces more. When you receive the life of Jesus Christ, you are receiving light into your heart. Therefore, you are knowledgeable about God. You begin to make decisions that make sense in heaven. They might not make sense on earth. They might not make sense at all. But how is it sensible to be in church on the 31st of December? How is that sensible to the world around us? Why not go to London and view the lights and the fireworks and everything? And view little lights in London. But you chose to go to the big lights. You with me? So there's a difference that happens when we talk about light and darkness. God is the only source of eternal life. He's the only source of it. There is no other life outside Jesus Christ by which you can live eternally and be in the presence of God. There isn't. So the Spirit produces life, and this life is in Christ, and Christ is light. In John 12, verse 35, 36, he says, those who believe in Christ, he says, they are the sons of light. They are, just believing in Christ makes you a son of light. So meaning there are people that are in the dark. There are people that are lost. But as for you, because you have received Jesus Christ into your life, that life is one that has to shine through you. It is that life that shines. Let there be light. So creation begins from there. The entrance of light allowed God to create more things. Without light, God does not work in the dark. Neither should you. So Christ has revealed Jesus Christ as the light of the world to a people that are in great darkness. And we are in great darkness without Christ. The gospel. So when Jesus came, he came with the gospel. So the gospel really is an offer for light. So imagine you are walking in the dark at night and someone says, use this flashlight as you walk in the dark. The gospel is exactly like that. We are in the dark as a people, and what Jesus did is he came with a light. Says, I'm offering you a light. Take this and you will see. You'll see clearly. This is what the gospel is. So whenever you're preaching the gospel, I want you to understand that you are offering somebody something that could change his or her life. That's what the gospel does. Gospel changes lives. Imagine, just remember the days when you didn't know Christ at all. And someone shared Jesus with you. And you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You could see things in perspective. Things changed. The things important to you were no longer important anymore. The things that you used to do, you no longer do. Because light has come into your heart. We need this light. We need this light. In him, there is no darkness at all. So, to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, if you're saying, I'm a follower of Jesus, I want to believe in Jesus Christ, I trust him with all my life, it means you are committed to a life of light. You are refusing to live in the dark. You are refusing to walk in the dark. You're saying, Lord, I want to walk in your light. That's what following Jesus Christ is about. It's difficult to follow Jesus when there are shadows of darkness following you. So you've got to make up your mind in this new year where the shadows of darkness will be part of your life. Or you choose to let the light of Jesus Christ shine into you and through you. Here's the third thing about light. Are we together so far? God is light. When you read the book of Revelation, for those of you that have, maybe you have taken time. I know some people are scared by what they read there. But anyway, the long story short, Jesus wins, okay? in Revelation. So read it with that. It's like watching a movie that you've watched before. You know what's going to happen. Yeah. So in Revelation, if you read it carefully, you will notice that it talks too much about light, about radiance, about the glory. Why? It's in heaven. It's in heaven. There is too much light in heaven. There is no darkness at all. Here's number three. Light rules over darkness. So we said, God is the divine source of light. And we say that light produces life. When there's light in your heart, you will have life. But also, this is important, darkness will not rule over light. Nowhere in Scripture. John 1 verse 5, the Bible says, use New King James, it should be fine. The light shone in darkness, and the darkness could not do away with the light. His version says, and darkness did not comprehend it. My version says, and darkness could not do away with light. Another way of reading it is to say, and the light keeps on shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it or understood it. Now, why is it that, maybe let me say this first. In Luke 22, verse 53, Jesus says that Satan is the power of darkness. Okay? Whenever there is darkness, the devil is part of it. I'm not talking about darkness as in 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. Of course, bad things usually happen in the dark. Okay? Okay. So Satan is the power of darkness. Darkness, I'm talking about lostlessness. I'm talking about not knowing God. Why then is it that people are, actually, Christians are afraid of the devil? So, when a witch is doing his or her thing, maybe your neighbor is a witch, a Christian is terrorized by that information that, oh, my neighbor is a witch. So? Listen to the word of God. What does it say? And the light shines in the darkness. And then what happens? And the darkness did not comprehend it. Look for a version that says, darkness cannot overcome light. Why? Because the light of the gospel is superior to darkness. You with me? So, if you discover that your neighbor is a witch, and there are many of them in Sheffield, if you discover that your neighbor is a paganist or practices some spiritism, that's a sign for you that your light must be more radiant so that your light will overcome the darkness that is in your neighborhood. You with me? Because God is light. If God is light, and you know that God of light, it therefore goes without saying that darkness must be overcome. Well, you will think that blind sinners would welcome the light. Here's the problem. So whenever Jesus was talking about light, they challenged him. Say, who are you? Who do you think you are? Why? Because you will think that they'll run to Jesus because he is the light of the world. But they were running away from him. In fact, they were refusing that he is the light of the world. Now, the reason they did that is because they did not know him.
The Bible tells us
they did not know him. And people are there. We have people like that today that do not know Christ. They challenge the gospel. They challenge the light that you carry. But listen, darkness cannot overcome light. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with his word. The problem lies with. I refuse to be terrorized by a demon every night. Why? Scripture. It's scripture. So, that word has not overcome. It's got to do with darkness. It's like, if you try to tell me about how a hybrid car works, you confuse me. I'm not interested. Okay. Not because I don't like them. I just don't understand how it works. You with me? You can try. Maybe someday I will understand. But it just doesn't make sense to me that, you know, a car does hybrid. Very, very good cars. So I'm going somewhere with this, okay? Dark, no matter how much darkness tries to understand light, it's impossible. Amen. Why? Because in him, there is no darkness at all. So there will never be a day where darkness will understand light. So why are you trying to mix the two? By mixing the two, I mean living double standards. Do you know that heaven is about separating things? I don't know if you've read scriptures. Right from Genesis, things are separated. The creation story is about separation. Amen. Day and night. Water from that, or the sky from the ground. Whichever, all the creation story is about separate. When it comes to people, Abraham pulled out of another place. Noah pulled out of everybody else. That is the story of the Bible. It's only 21st century Christians that want to look like the world. But everywhere else in Scripture, it's about separation. Amen. It's only in this century that we want to look like the world. We want to dress like the world. We want to sing like the world. We want to copy the ways of the world. But nowhere in Scripture, even our church fathers, they knew that a Christian stands there, an unbeliever stands there, because darkness has no business with what?
Light.
Light.
Amen.
So, darkness cannot coexist with light. In other words, they can't be in the same car together. They can't be together at the same time. Once we were in the dark, but now we are in the light. Never at the same time. Are you with me? Another thing about darkness. Darkness cannot contain light. Neither can it curb light. So, if darkness is here, okay, and light shows up, what happens is darkness does not need to understand. It just has to go. It can't put light in a corner and say, you stay there, I will remain here in darkness. In the middle of the night, when you switch on just a little light, what happens? Darkness has to flee. There's no fight. The moment you turn on the light, darkness has to find its way away out of that place. Another thing about darkness is that darkness cannot command light. Darkness cannot even curse light. Darkness cannot destroy light. According to Scripture, the Bible has told us that And the light keeps on shining in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it or understood it. So darkness, therefore, is a non-entity as far as light is concerned. Darkness is simply the absence of light. When light shows up, darkness is a non-entity. Those that did physics will know what that means. Non-entity means it doesn't make a difference to anything. There's no chemical reaction. When light shows up, the power of darkness is extinguished. This is why this is very... Light is the essence of God's nature. God is light. So what does Satan do? Because he knows this. So what does he do? He strives to keep people in darkness. That's his mission. If he keeps you in the dark about God's promise or God's destiny for your life, he's got you. Because you keep going on and on, but meanwhile, there's something that you need to know. You need to know the light of God. Therefore, light allows you to walk through darkness. When you have light, you can walk through darkness. What does David say? David says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:5. When you have the word of God, when you've got the light of God, you can journey to any place. God will show the way. Because that's what light does. Now, you need light. Careful. If you're not married, don't get married in the dark. You won't know what you'll see in the morning. If you marry in the dark, darkness will rule over your life. If you make decisions in the dark, darkness will rule over your life. So don't make decisions in the dark. What do I mean? Don't make decisions without seeking God. Because when you seek God, you are bringing light into your situation. That's what it means. Bring light into your situation. You see things. Have you ever noticed that sometimes some lights look like light, but they really are not showing you the full picture of something? Is that true? But when you have real light, it reveals what things really are. That's what light does. It reveals things as they are. So you need light for your situation. You need light for your situation. God will bring light. Here's the last thing I will say. Then we'll continue next week. Light has nothing common with darkness. 1 John 1 verse 5 says, and God is light. But the second part is the one I want to finish off with. The second part says, in him there is no darkness at all. There are no shades of gray in God. Gray is compromise. I'm sure you know that. In him, there is no darkness at all. Do you know why I'm saying that over and over? Because this statement here is one that distinguishes Christianity from all false religions. I'll explain. You see, there are other religions where a bit of darkness is accommodated. For example, some religions who believe, say, there is good and evil. So at the end of your life, there will be a balancing. So if there is more good than evil, you'll make it through to wherever. See, that type of religion has got darkness in it. But in God, there is no darkness at all. It's pure. Whatever you encounter with God is absolutely pure. There is no mixing with any form of darkness. In fact, if you hear any shade of darkness about this God, it's not him. Because he didn't originate evil. Evil is from Satan. So when it comes to Christianity, this is how, by the way, you tell whether you are worshiping the true God. When there's an accommodation of some shades of darkness in a religion, then you know that you're not serving Jehovah. Because this Jehovah we serve is light. And in him, there is no darkness at all. God will not compromise his standards for you or me. He will not. I know of places where if it's him, it don't worry. He can do that. With this God, we all follow the same standard, the word of God. You can't. So in him, there is no darkness at all. God is consistent. God is consistent in his standard. Other religions, other people, they can accommodate a few things. They can allow some kind of things to happen, but not with this God. Not with this God. So light, when you're talking about light having nothing in common with darkness, I want to contrast these two. Light is perceptive, but darkness hides things. What do I mean? Light brings things out into the open. Light makes things manifest. Light discovers things. Remember the lady who lost a coin in Luke chapter 15? She took a lamp and looked for this coin. She discovered that it was lying there somewhere. But as long as she did not have the lamp, she didn't have the coin. Maybe you need to discover some things about God. Maybe you lost some things and you're trying to look for them in the dark. Try the light of God. You'll find them. Light causes things to appear as they are in the proper nature. But darkness distorts. Have you seen a picture of a cat looking like it's a lion in the shadows? You know, you can play around with some shades of light and darkness and then make this little thing appear being a monster. The devil likes that trick. Sometimes life is so hard. You are beaten so hard by life and you are thinking that I'm going to die. There's nothing else to do. I'm finished. That's how the demon of suicide comes. Normally, the demon of suicide comes in such a way that you are seeing this little thing becoming so big in your life and then you give up on life. That's a trick of the devil. That's darkness. But what light does is, it brings perspective from God's side that you are valuable. It's not the end of life. Yes, a man may fall 7 times, but he will rise up again. There is hope. There is not only second chance. There is a million chances in God. God is on your side. God is for you. He's not against you. It's in the scriptures. That's light. When you allow that light to come into your heart, darkness has no choice but to go. It's like depression. It's like depression. Depression, you're in a dark place. You're in a very dark place that wants to swallow you. But strike a match. Bring out the word of God, where God says, you are my son. You are made in the image of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Begin to chew on that. Just for 5 minutes, chew on that. Light will become brighter and brighter, and very soon you jump out of bed and say, yes, Lord, that's light. In him, there is no darkness at all. Is someone listening? This is God's word. You can go catch this in the bank. It works. It works because it's light. Light also exposes things. It uncovers. It bears it all. Darkness hides imperfections. darkness hides. Something looks okay, but it's not okay. In the dark, it looks okay until you strike the match. Like, this chair is broken. But it's been propped up. The devil likes those tricks too. He plays games with our lives. It's a game of darkness. In fact, darkness is dangerous. I want to end with this scripture here that says, put up 2 Corinthians 4:6, and then we will pray. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Use a normal version, okay? So this is God, this is Paul. Paul is talking about creation story. He goes to Genesis. Now he's trying to explain to us what happened in verse 4, because verse 4 is about light, but actually the sun and the moon are created in verse 14, not in verse 4. So Paul is trying to tell us what exactly is happening there. Then he says, listen to how God spoke that verse in verse 4, Genesis. He says, for God who said, let light do what? Shine where? Let light shine where you are, where you are. See, God comes to where you are in the dark. He comes right there. But he has to speak. Because when he speaks, out of that darkness, light will come forth. Now, I'm talking about Genesis here. I'm going to get to you in a minute. So in Genesis, verse 2 of Genesis says, and the earth was void without form. It was empty. Then that verse comes, says, let there be light. So the earth was empty. The earth was dark. The earth was void. Genesis 1:2. Sometimes our lives are like that, where we are empty, where we feel nothing is happening. There is darkness in our lives. But what changed the Genesis account is light. You notice that when light came, God began the work of creation. Because God could not create anything in the dark. How is it that you are trying to build your life in the dark and you think it will work? God himself needed light to create the world. So he spoke light out of darkness. And then Paul makes the connection, says that which God said needs to be a voice heard in your heart. Because it's your heart that needs light. It's my heart that needs light. Because God is recreating something in us. We can't work in the dark. God never works in the dark. Whenever God wants to do something in your life, the first thing he does is he brings the gospel. He says, receive this light. When you receive this light, I will continue to increase it in your life until it's shining through you and changing lives. That's how God works. So, scripture says, you are the salt and the light of the earth. Let your light shine that man may see you. That light that is shining is coming from the God of light. The God who is light. Now, you and I need this light. My question to you is, do you have this light? Do you want this light? If you want this light, then darkness cannot be part of your life. This is the year. We start the year by saying, God, help me walk in the light. God requires that children, his children, walk in the light. That was John's story. That if we say we walk in the light and yet darkness, we lie. Truth is not in us. Why don't you stand with me? And we pray. I don't know what you heard today, but I would like to believe that you've got something to ask God for. As we start the year, I want light. That much I know. I want light. I want more light in my life. May darkness not be a part of my life. Help me, Lord. I'm praying for myself now. I'm not praying for you. You pray for yourself. Yes, Lord. May darkness not be a part of my life. May you shine your light in my heart, that I may have the knowledge of the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. So help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need your light. I need your light in every aspect of my life. May my life be dominated by light. For you, O God, are light, and in you there is no darkness at all. In the name of Jesus, may darkness not be a part of my life. Help me, Lord. Give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Give me understanding and discernment to walk in the light, to be found in the light, to commune in the light. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Bring light. Bring light to my heart. More lights. Let more light come. Let more light shine forth. Lord, let light shine out of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Spirit of God. Have your way, Lord, even in our church. We pray that your light may shine in SSC. Your light may shine in our city in Sheffield. May your light shine. May light not be overcome by darkness in our church. In the name of Jesus. Open our eyes, O God. Open our hearts, O God. Give us life. Life that is eternal. Life that is in Christ. May this life, O God, be imparted to many more in our city. In the name of Jesus. I also pray, Father, for those that are in the middle of decision making right now. Father, that they don't know what to do. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let things be clear. Things that have been imperfect or looking perfect because it's been in the dark. Lord, may you shine forth your light and bring clarity in that decision process. In the name of Jesus. Father, where things have been difficult to understand, today I pray that your light may bring comprehension, that your light may bring wisdom into that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Where things have been closed, today we speak light. Things have been dark. Today we speak the light of God to shine forth through the darkness. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. No more darkness in our lives. Where, Father, we've been in chains of darkness, chains of the lies of deception of the enemy. Today we shine forth the light of the gospel, that we are children of God. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine forth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You can take your seats. May God bless you. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon. We'll be right back.